A Christian wedding ceremony is not merely a beautiful event, it is covenant theology in public form. That means the ceremony teaches. It teaches the bride and groom. It teaches the families. It teaches the witnesses. It teaches the church. It teaches the community what Christian marriage is and why it matters. Genesis 2:24 Webb says, "Therefore a man will leave his father and his mother and will join with his wife, and they will be one flesh." Jesus repeats this foundation in Matthew 19:4-6, Webb. "Haven't you read that he who made them from the beginning made them male and female and said, 'For this cause a man shall leave his father and mother and shall be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh, so that they are no more two but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, don't let man tear apart.'" That is not just background theology. That is ceremony theology. When the bride and groom stand before God, they are not merely expressing romantic affection. They are entering covenant life as one man and one woman before the Lord. The bride comes as an organic female image bearer before God. The groom comes as an organic male image bearer before God. They come as embodied souls, bringing their bodies, histories, families, desires, vows, hopes, and faith into covenant. A wedding minister must help the ceremony say this clearly. The welcome is not just a greeting, it frames the gathering as worshipful witness. The giving or presentation of the bride is not ownership transfer. It can be handled carefully as family blessing, public support, and release into a new household. The scripture reading is not decoration. It places the marriage under God's word. The charge to the bride and groom is not a lecture. It is covenant instruction. The vows are not romantic poetry. They are solemn promises before God. The rings are not merely jewelry. They are embodied signs of covenant faithfulness. The prayer is not filler. It asks God's blessing on a marriage no human strength can sustain alone. The pronouncement is not entertainment. It publicly recognizes the bride and groom as husband and wife. The kiss is not performance. It should be handled with dignity as an embodied sign of covenant joy. The blessing is not a sentimental closing. It sends the husband and wife into covenant life under God's grace. Every part matters. John 2 tells us that Jesus attended a wedding in Cana. His presence there reminds us that marriage is not beneath the attention of the Lord. Weddings matter. Marriage matters. Joy matters. Public celebration matters. But Christian joy needs Christian meaning. Sometimes couples want a ceremony that feels spiritual but says very little. They want beauty without covenant, emotion without scripture, personal story without Christian witness. A wedding minister should be warm but not empty, personal but not shallow, gracious but not vague. A wedding officiant leads the ceremony. A wedding minister serves the covenant. So design ceremonies that teach without becoming stiff. Use scripture naturally. Explain vows clearly. Honor the bride and groom story. Pray sincerely. Keep Christ central. Make the ceremony accessible to guests who may not understand Christian marriage, but do not remove the Christian meaning to make everyone comfortable. The ceremony is public covenant formation. Let it be biblical. Let it be warm. Let it be reverent. Let it be clear.